I love that. I'm having a lot of fun in studio today. That's Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee, Despacito, this year's summer hit. And before that, 1998, Dance the Night Away, the Mavericks on Today FM. It's Al here, I'm with you until 2:30. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 53102. Now, in the little town of Maynooth, gorgeous place where my brother went to college, where Pam actually, did you live there, Pam? Pamela's from there. Her little brother worked in a restaurant there. A little restaurant that was an Argentinian grill and Spanish cuisine. And it's been put on the map. It is Main Street, Maynooth, County Kildare. Martin McMahon is the general manager. Why are we all across the nation talking about Picadero's? Well, because it has been frequented by none other than international global superstar Justin Bieber. Martin, how are you?
How you doing, Al? Nice
to talk to you. Martin, it's great to talk to you. How are you keeping?
Very well, thanks very much. Just soaking into Bieber mania as we speak.
Martin, explain this to me. Justin popped in for a bit of food. Did you know he was coming?
No, it came in very casually on a surprise visit.
And what happens when a superstar like that comes in? Surely they have to clear the place out.
Well, we've had a few celebrities in the past, but nothing to this level before. Not on a global scale. We've had some Irish celebrities in before, and we just treat them like any other customer, and we give them as much respect as possible and treat them the same as anybody else. But on this occasion, there was a massive wow factor.
And so what happened with Justin? Set the scene for me.
Well, we've just finished a really busy lunch service. Obviously, the weather's really good. People are enjoying their tapas, their sangria, their San Miguel. And a gentleman came in. He looked a bit intimidating at first. And he asked to sit down, had a glass of water. It turned out to be one of his bodyguards.
A gentleman by the name of Brady. A big fella.
A big guy by the name of Brady. And my wife was a little bit nervous. There's something funny going on with that guy. I don't really know what it is, but there's something going on. So he just ordered a glass of water. And she was half thinking, God, will I ask him to leave?
Yeah.
You know, and then the next thing, the big man walked in himself and just requested a table for one. One of my colleagues, David, sat him down. Didn't realize at first who he was. Got him a menu. And then my wife clicked. She obviously went, God, that guy looks familiar. I know him.
Yeah.
And then, boom, realized who it was. And went over to take his order. He was very, very friendly. He had his laptop out. I working away. He said, any recommendations? So my wife made a couple of recommendations. So he ended up ordering two different meals and ate half of each.
Oh, right. Just a little sample of your food. Yeah,
well,
okay.
Well, he ordered two different tortilla wraps, one with marinated chicken tequila and another one with spicy jalapenos and tuna. And he passed compliment that they're really nice. Ordered a glass of water. And then as this is all going on, we only had one table left in the restaurant and about five outdoors.
Okay.
So my wife made a conscious decision to lock the doors because there was about 600 or 700 girls coming out of the local girls' school.
Oh my God, so there's a girls' school beside you?
Oh, 20 metres away.
Oh Jesus, that's a recipe for disaster.
My two girls, Isabella and Sienna, were coming down themselves, so my wife approached Brady and said, look, my two girls are coming in, but don't worry, they're big Shawn Mendes fans, nothing to worry about here. Having a bit of a laugh with them, and then he went, geez, we're only with Shawn yesterday in Milan playing a gig, so it was all very casual and good banter. All very light-hearted and all good there.
I hope he left you a tip, Martin.
He did. My wife, funny enough, forgot to charge for half the meal. She was so awestruck, to be honest. And he asked at the end of the meal, can I have an iced coffee? Now, we don't normally make them, but we made one for him, and we made a nice one as well. And he downed the whole thing, and he went out a happy camper.
Oh, brilliant. Well, there you are, Martin. I hope you get all the business in the world off the back of it. You're going to have to hang your Justin
time.
Bieber pictures.
My kids came in, and they were in the restaurant with him, and they were starstruck. They couldn't actually breathe. I had to remind them, don't forget to breathe. They just were sitting there in silence. They were so scared. They didn't know what to think. But I gave them a couple of euro, and they went off to the local shop of Milchon down the road. And Brady had just gone in there to buy 100 euro of candy for Justin himself.
Oh, my God.
I went off in the car. So, brilliant day all around. We had customers coming in requesting to sit on the famous chair and take photographs and everything else. And I was half considering selling it on eBay at this stage.
Martin, milk it for all it's worth.
Yeah,
I'll talk
fantastic.
To you soon, okay? Thanks
Thank you very much.
Much.
No
bye,
problem.
Bye, bye. That's
bye.
Martin from Picadero's in Maynooth. This is the madness of Bieber in Bushy Park. Oh dear, well do you know what, it's nice when we get a bit of excitement, isn't it? That's a brilliant story. He should probably sell the chair, I think. That'd be a good idea. We have loads on the show today, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. We've got music from Justin Timberlake, Sinead O'Connor, our Pride track of the day. We're going to have a live session very shortly with Donegal's finest Little Hours. And Nanny Pat is going to talk to us and give her review of my stand-up show in Cork's Marquee last Friday. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 53102, email al at todayfm.com, or use the hashtag al. Or use the hashtag call me Al, excuse me, on Twitter at todayfm, at the Al Porter. This is Lord and Greenlight.
Teeth. Well, if they bite you, that you said that you would always be in love.